Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Monday, October 18th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. This podcast today, perhaps more than any other I've done, may be more of a stream of consciousness than anything else. And that's because I'm motivated today to talk about courage. And I haven't done a lot of research, and there's no particular trigger for me wanting to do the show about courage, except that I've always thought that it's one of the scarcest qualities in human nature, that the thing we tend to lack the most is courage. It's the thing I think that's hardest to find. And now more than ever, I think we're desperately in need of courage. And so it's a good podcast to ask all of us to plumb down deep inside ourselves and ask ourselves, where do we stand in standing up for the things that we believe in? When I said there was no trigger, that's not quite 100% true. I've been following what's happening with parents around the country at school board meetings where parents are showing up to contest and protest against not only curriculum that they became aware of as a result of COVID and their kids doing online learning from home, but also, and in particular, Loudoun County, Virginia, where there have been more than one or two rapes of female students during the school day in the bathroom by I don't know if he's a transgender male or he is a young man who, quote, identifies as a woman. I don't know what his psychological motivations are, but in at least two instances, the same young man raped two female students, brutally raped them, assaulted them, forced them to do fellatio. I believe he also may have committed anal sex, I'm not sure, but whatever he did to these two women is grotesque and obviously criminal. Yet the school district covered it up. When the first one happened, they moved him to another school. And now it turns out that there's a pattern of non-reporting by the Loudoun County School District of violent sexual assaults against female students. The parents are outraged, and rightfully so. And what you may have seen is the one viral video of the one father who was physically removed from one of the school board meetings. And actually, I think it was his behavior that prompted the president and then, of course, Merrick Garland, the attorney general, to issue the caution and the prohibition against harassment, in quotes, of school boards and teachers. What the mainstream media failed to report is that the father, who was rather constrained, I would say, at that school board meeting, was there to protest that his daughter had been raped. And in fact, that was substantiated by physical tests that were done on her and a criminal complaint that was filed with the local police department. The school board is inexcusably negligent, criminally, in my estimation, negligent in covering up these crimes. So I raise this because a parent, a particular parent, came to a recent meeting at the Loudoun County School District. Her name is Xi Van Fleet. She is a Chinese American who survived, as she puts it, the Cultural Revolution in China. She, therefore, is, I think we can easily say, an expert on what communist takeover looks like, on how they infiltrate academia, on how they infiltrate media, on how they infiltrate government. It is her testimony at that school board meeting and also a radio interview I heard of her just this morning that has caused her to step up and say that the takeover of this country by the CCP is complete in her estimation, based on her experience. She's incredibly articulate. I would never try to speak for her. I couldn't do the job she does because she's been there, she's done that, she's seen it, she survived it. She knows what it looks like, and she's here to say that she's never been politically active, but she can't now remain silent because of what she sees happening in this country. The thing that she said this morning that most struck me and that has caused me, prompted me to do this podcast, is when asked what were the few or the singular most profound perceptions she had upon moving to the United States from communist China, having survived the Maoist Cultural Revolution, she said it was the diversity of thought. She said it was stunning to her because she had only ever been able to experience singularity of thought. There was only one way to look at something in Mao's China, and that was the way the government portrayed it. There was no discussion, there was no debate, there was no diversity of thought. And when she got here, she said what was so stunning to her, was so incredible to her, wasn't that there were two opinions about subjects. It's that there were multiple opinions, there were multiple views. This is what we are now lacking. This is what wokeness and cancel culture and the using the legal arm of the Justice Department and the intimidation and the intimidating language by high up officials in both the federal and in some state governments, this is what they are attempting to do, and this is what they have nearly done. They have nearly silenced diversity of speech. But I don't believe they've silenced diversity of thought. And this is where courage steps into the conversation. I have heard repeatedly the story of a woman named Paulina, who during Nazi Germany hid and fed Jews who were obviously being rounded up to be taken to concentration camps. And when this woman has been interviewed, she said, when asked, how did the righteous suddenly become righteous? How did those who stepped up to hide Jews and feed Jews and assist Jews and other minorities that were being sentenced to death by nature of Nazi policy, how did they suddenly become righteous? Her response is, oh, we didn't just become righteous. We just refused to go off the cliff with everyone else. There's a cliff in America, and every day people are voluntarily jumping off of it. They're jumping off of it because they don't want to speak up, because they're afraid to be heard, because they're afraid to lose their job, they're afraid to lose their friends, they're afraid to antagonize family members. Every day, this is getting worse and worse and worse. There's a quote from Denzel Washington, the actor, and I have it as a screensaver on my laptop. And the quote is, some people will never like you because your spirit upsets their demons. We're at a place and a point in time when, so what? Let your spirit upset their demons and care not whether you're liked or not by those close to you or those not so close to you. Because not to take a stand now, not to speak up for things that we know are un-American, un-American by tradition, un-American by constitutional edict, un-American because they violate the most basic common sense opinions that we hold. Last night I did a Zoom. I had a Zoom meeting, a free Zoom session. I do it for the next 5 Sunday nights. It's based on a book I wrote called The Questions God Will Ask, Prepping for the Final Exam. It's on Amazon and elsewhere. You can buy the book if you so choose. But there are 12 principles in the book, and one of the principles is, in fact, courage. And I didn't do that principle last night. Last night, I did 2 principles. One is the principle of knowing, and one is the principle of allowing. And I raise it because the principle of knowing speaks to personal experience. It speaks to knowing what you know because of what you've experienced yourself, not because of what external sources are telling you is true. You and I all know, we know that diversity of thought and diversity of speech is healthy. We know that when there's only one opinion, we are approaching a dangerous cliff, because it's always through respectful and intelligent debate and dissent that the truth can emerge. What we're experiencing now is a form of dictatorship. It is authoritarianism. It is consensus by force. It is consensus by tightening economic conditions, by threatening people with the loss of their jobs if they don't accept a vaccine they don't want. I go back to the argument that if it's my body as a woman's right to choose whether or not I'm pro-abortion or pro-life, if the argument by the pro-abortionists is that it's my body and I have the right to do with it what I want, what I choose, then that's the same body I choose not to get a vaccine pumped into if I don't want it. You can't have one without the other. There is no argument, because the only argument for a national mandate on a vaccine, assuming it is even legal, is that the threat to the community is greater than the abrogation of a fundamental right to privacy. That can't be shown in this case, because people who are doubly and triply vaxxed with a booster are dying. This vaccine doesn't stop anything. And so to force people to take it is not about health. It's about oppression and control and dictatorship and authoritarianism and herding people like cattle and making us behave like sheep. This is the time when you must say, I don't care what it costs me. You know, it's no different than those people who stormed the beaches of Normandy. They were prepared to give their lives for something greater than that, for something greater than their own individual life. We're at that point, folks. It's time to stand up and be willing to sacrifice your job, your friends, your neighbors, whatever it is. Because if we don't, we're done. We're done. We're communist China, where only one thought is permitted, and it's the thought you're told to think. That's not who we are as humans. That's not who we are as divine creatures. That's not who we are as those born under a free constitution that acknowledges that there are natural rights that transcend and supersede the rights of man, those created by humans. And those rights are what are being infringed upon now. My right to think, my right to speech, my right to have an opinion that differs from the opinion my government wants me to have, or big tech wants me to have. A couple of years ago, before I lived in Waco, I took a day trip to Waco from Austin with my daughter. And we went to the Joanna and Chip. If you watch home renovations on television, you know that Joanna and Chip Gaines sort of put Waco on the map in a good way by rehabbing, flipping homes, and doing beautiful rehabs of a particular style. And here in Waco, their companies, their Magnolia, which is their parent company, they have done certain developments here that have sort of up the attraction to Waco. And one of the things are the silos, and you can go there. They're former grain silos that they turned into shopping areas and food markets, etc. So my daughter and I were walking through the commercial, the retail store portion, and I saw I guess you would call it an art sculpture. It was a piece of metal, and it was about 3 feet high by 3 feet wide, I guess. It's about 3 by 3 square. It's a white piece of metal, and cut into the metal, literally cut through it so that it's carved out, is a quote. And the quote is from Joan of Arc. And the quote says, I am not afraid. I was born for this. And it just riveted me when I saw it. And I commented on it to my daughter because she knows me. And I believe that we're all born for something special. And when I looked at it, I felt like it was my life's motto, that I was born for this. And for me, the this has always been everything I encountered in my life when people told me it couldn't be done. I felt it was in front of me for that very reason, to do it, to get it done. And I've always taken on hard things. I took on hard cases when I practiced law. I've taken on injustice and inequality whenever it comes in front of me. I've taken on abuse of power whenever it's been in front of me. And I've always prevailed. I've always paid a price. It's exhausting. It's depleting. But it's also exhilarating to know that you stood for what you believed in and you prevailed against the darkness. Later that year, on my birthday, that piece of art appeared at my door by UPS. My daughter bought it for me. And it hangs over my desk, and I look at it every day. And it's the message I would share with you now, and if I could, I would turn it around on a screen that you could see and show it to you and say to you, do not be afraid. You were born for this. You weren't born to storm the beaches at Normandy. You weren't born to plant the flag at Iwo Jima. You weren't born to cross the Delaware. You weren't born to lead the French army against the British, as St. Joan did. You were born for now. You were born to defend diversity of thought, diversity of speech. You were born to organize with others who believe as you do. And you were born to make known your beliefs, to go public, to stand in whatever way works for you, but to understand that everything is on the line here. And this is one of those moments in history when it's worth putting everything on the line. Thanks for listening. I'm Carol Gold, and I'll be back here again later in the week. Until then, by all means, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.